Today, the church celebrates Monday of the 28th week in Ordinary Time, and our gospel passage comes to us from Luke chapter 11, verses 29 to 32. While still more people gathered in the crowd, Jesus said to them, "This generation is an evil generation. It seeks a sign, but no sign will be given it except the sign of Jonah. Just as Jonah became a sign to the Ninevites, so will the Son of Man be to this generation. At the judgment, the queen of the south will rise with the men of this generation, and she will condemn them, because she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and there is something greater than Solomon here. At the judgment, the men of Nineveh will arise with this generation and condemn it, because at the preaching of Jonah they repented, and there is something greater than Jonah here." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus often appeared discouraged or frustrated with those who wanted signs and were disinclined to put their faith in the power given him by his Father in heaven. He knew that, in actuality, no sign would give them faith. They would find themselves entertained by the magic of the sign and then move on to something else. They would completely miss the power and authority behind such a sign. Jesus points to the sign and the preaching of Jonah, a mere prophet, and how he led the Ninevites to repentance. Yet they had one among them who was far greater than Jonah. They couldn't see Jesus for who he was or understand what he was about. Perhaps he was just too familiar for them. Let us pray that the Holy Spirit will help us recognize when the power and presence of Jesus are active in the ordinary moments of our everyday lives. May that recognition lead us to greater faith in God's love, mercy, and active presence in our midst.